All right, bang, bang. Welcome to the Dog Walk presented by Barstool Sports. It's Monday, March 23rd. Carl's here, but we're not in the same place. We are doing this over Skype, first of its kind. Carl, how's it going, though?
It's going well, virtually and personally, Ed. Although I do miss you, it's like a nice start the week is getting in the room with you.
Do you feel like you're back in corporate America, like a big Skype call here, or maybe perhaps back to like 6 years ago when we used to do shit like this over Skype?
Yeah, you actually started, I think, the second podcast in the history of Barstool Sports, and it was very much this format. However, there were three other people, Big Cat, Chief, and White Sox Dave. How would you describe that podcast?
So, like you said, there was five of us on one. It wasn't even Skype. It was Google Hangouts, which I don't know if that I think it exists in some form. But I know, like, where, like you know, if you go on your Gmail, like, you don't have all those options anymore. But
Yeah. Naturally,
everything is tied to everyone's, like, online, on internet connection. Sorry, I don't know why I couldn't think of that at the first juncture. But everything's tied to the internet connection. And I mean, to count on five guys, seven years ago, much less. Was challenging to say the least, I would say.
Yeah, challenging to say the least, because I remember at the time I would be traveling a lot. I'd be checking in from hotel rooms from Bloomington, Illinois, or Phoenix, or New Jersey, or something. And then White Sox Dave would be like, yo, I'm in my dad's basement, you know, like, and that would be cutting out. And the other thing is, like, we would just, like, not really talk about anything prior to. We would just get on Google Hangouts and talk. The guy who fucking caught the Bears. Kevin Blair on Monday Night Football kicked the ball into the stands. Michael Panzeas.
Yeah, Michael Panzeas from the Bears. One of the Bears games in the 90s, there was this dude who was on the very first episode of the Chicago Sports Roundup. He jumped, Bears-Packers, Monday Night Football. This guy jumped from his seat in tunnel where, like, you know, the end zone is, and he caught the field goal, or he caught the PAT. And it's just, if you've never seen it, go YouTube it. It's a legendary video. And I don't know, we should, like, re-release that, like, audio at some capacity, because it was so fucking funny.
We got to recreate the scene, too, and see if he could still do it. Like, maybe not at Soldier Field and have him jump 8, but we can set it up so that he can, like, land on pads and stuff. Like, I think that would be a good, like, recreate this moment in Chicago sports history. But it's not even really, like, a great moment, I guess, in Chicago sports history. It's basically just us and Michael hanging out having a couple beers. Although it's so funny because, and I'm sorry to spend so much time on this guy.
No, I love it.
If you go back, remember what he told us when we interviewed him? He was like, I got great hands. I told him, you know, I got great hands. Oh, Taft High School.
Yeah, he goes, I went to Sullivan High School, baby. I got great hands. You know, that's what we do here. We drink Miller Lite and we just, you know, you play football. And I mean, if anybody knows, that jump from where he was to answer the kind, that's not an easy jump. Like most people would get hurt doing that. And this guy
is
just
at least 20 feet.
At least like he plunged. So we got to get him back on, or some of these, like you said, we got to re-release some of them, because I don't know. There was so much, like you said, so much funny shit where you would just be in a, like, laying in a hotel room bed and Dave would, you know, the connection from Wheaton. Wherever the fuck he was just always terrible. But it was, I don't know. Naturally.
Yeah, and then I do remember we don't have to do it this year, but I just remember, we don't have to worry about it this year. But, like, I remember when we were doing this in 2013, we had to build it around, like, the Hawks playoff schedule. Like, there was a big chunk where it was like, we can't do it this game, that game. And, like, I remember Chief just eating a lot of Reese's. Now it's funny because the quarantine brings you back in time. Like, you know, it just, I think this is what the quarantine forces us to do. We're reminiscing. Like, that's basically all I have at this point, because nothing else is going on.
It's true. Look at TV. NBC is playing old Bulls games. They're playing old Hawks games, like the 2010 Stanley Cup. Everyone's tweeting about that. So you're right. It is just a lot of reminiscing. So
and I'd argue it's actually worse because of just where all the teams are at now. Like, the fact that Bulls are so bad, and then you've got, like, you got Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen running the triangle offense. You're just like, what the fuck, man? Like, we are so far away. Same thing with the Blackhawks, but
Yeah, I don't even think it's you can't even argue that. It's so much funner, more fun to watch these two teams than they are in Kern State. Like, so much more fun. So, yeah, no, that it is. So it's only right that we are kind of reminiscing on that. How was the weekend besides that?
Oh my God, it's just like an empty void of time. Like, this weekend will exist historically because people will be like, yeah, of course these days happen, but in my brain these days just didn't happen. Like, I've done nothing. I'm confined to a small apartment with another adult and a large dog. And like, I think I am losing my mind. Like, I know I'm a crazy person, but I think I've actually lost my mind on quarantine. And we're only day fucking 8? Yeah.
And it's been pretty fucking cold, so you can't even use your balcony, which is like, I mean, you can, but not for like an extended period of time.
Yeah, no, I was telling my wife last night, if I had a backyard, I would just go outside and just lay down in the grass and roll around. Like, I would just be, I can't even go outside. Yeah, I feel like I'm quarantined in a fucking prison cell. But I don't, are you in a better position because you're quarantined with like your buddy, or am I in a better position because I'm quarantined with my wife?
That's a good question. I mean, for my perspective, and still kind of being in the neighborhood I grew up in, I live with my buddy in an apartment here. It's not bad because, like they say, like, obviously be smart. I know there's like a whole lockdown, but like they did say if you're, you know, whatever, 6 feet away, like, you'll be okay. So a couple of buddies did come over and we're just kind of smart about it. We just kind of sat there and watched whatever, you know what I mean?
Did you guys get the tape measure out, or how do you guys pace it off?
I think, you know what I mean? Everyone's played that where they walk the yards out, you know what I mean? 1, 2, 3, you know, feet, whatever, you know? So we just kind of did that. And like I said, there's only like 4 of us. And we actually played a board game, which was actually kind of fucking fun because it's like, you don't think you'll go back to that well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How did you do? Did you win?
I did well. There's this Blockbuster game. I don't know if they sell it at Target, and it's a fucking multifaceted game. You got to act something, you got to say something with one word, and you got to quote a movie, and it's a pretty fun game. I'd recommend it if you're looking to get into the board game.
Blockbuster, that's a good pivot for Blockbuster since they sold off all their stores and turned them into physical therapy rehabilitation places. But I would, I'm into board games. I'm also into puzzles. I think that'd be interesting if the four of us sat down and did a puzzle. We could put a timer on it, like see how long, you know, it would take us to do a big puzzle, something fun together.
Yeah, I like that. I do like the puzzle. And I think a big thing is, too, is I feel like the hot topic is, I don't know if this has been – if you talk to a lot of friends or you talk or whatnot, if your wife's going through it, but we're kind of going through it too. It's like, what is essential personnel? Like, that essential personnel was almost like the word of the week, the word of the weekend, right?
Yeah. And I think by virtue of the fact that we're going to cut a serious show later today, are we essential?
I don't know. I don't know what is. I think it's,
I feel like we get to make the decision though. I feel like no one's going to stop us. Like, if someone wanted to be like, well, I'm essential, like, who are the cops going to come breaking in and be like, you guys aren't essential. Get the fuck out of here. Go home.
Well, yeah, it's the weirdest thing because it's like the cops said like they don't want you out. Like, there's going to be consequences if they see you out. But then also I know cops aren't pulling old people over because, like, they're obviously just exposing themselves and people in their department to this disease, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't really know what they're doing. I don't know what the play is, but like we said, we our office is small. There's only 6 of us. And like, I don't know. So I guess it's like we might be okay. I don't know.
I think we are.
Yeah. No one fucking knows though, you know? So it's definitely interesting. Did you
there's only one. Okay, yeah, sorry. There's one way to find out, and that's for us to go and catch coronavirus from Chief or White Sox Dave Or maybe you, Ed. Maybe you have it. Maybe I have it. Maybe I've had it. Maybe I got it in Aruba, and I'm just a carrier, a silent carrier. So we'll find out.
You went to Aruba the week. No, I was in Vegas with you the week after, or the day after. So
we both got it in Vegas.
I don't know. Are most cases asymptomatic? Do we know about that or no?
I think a percentage of them are, but I can't really define asymptomatic. Like, I was very bad at science in school. So like, a doctor and anything healthcare related talking about it is like the least. I would say that's my lowest level of qualification, anything science related.
Yeah, I love that. See, this is a good sign of a good Skype call is you hear the dog going in the background.
Yeah, he's He fucking took a, he took this asshole, he's a great dog, but he took a bone into the bed and he buried it underneath the pillows and now he's guarding it. And if you go anywhere near the bed, he fucking freaks out right now. So I don't know. He's just isolated in the bedroom right now. In a fight with himself about this bone. So we're going to let him. And that's part of quarantine life, and it's all space. You just close the door and let him have it. I'll be out here in the living room near the balcony.
You think he's like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely confused. He senses something's wrong. He isn't, you know, he doesn't, like, we go on a little bit of walks, but he's just kind of, he's a big, Ed, when I say big dog, I mean, he's pushing 80 pounds, strong as fuck. Like, he is not built to be built in this little apartment right now. He's like you. He needs to be out, stretch the legs, go have a couple of beers, hang out with the boys. Just not happening. So.
No, I hear you exactly, and that's what, like I said, that's right. Thankfully, like everyone, people live in walking distance here, where it's like, you know, I don't know, because that's a big thing, right? It's the fucking public transport people who are touching the poles and shit. That's like they gotta be the most at risk people, right?
Well, you know, I think those people are very at risk, and on the other side of the coin are the bike riders. And you know me, I got the helmet out. I'm polishing the bike. We just picked it up from the winter tune-up, and so I was all excited. And then it fucking snowed last night. Like I was gonna ride my bike in the office, and I'm going a little stir crazy, man. I mean, my step count's down. You know,
what a kick in the dick, huh?
Yeah,
Fucking there's like it's cold and snowy after like all the like. These people that are, you know, working the tents, kind of testing people, the nurses and the doc, now they got to get fucking snowed on, clear their car off. It's just, you know, the punches keep coming, you know?
Yeah, the healthcare, they're definitely taking it on the chin. Would you, like, how would you feel if, like, your sister was a doctor right now and she was like, hey, I can't talk to you for, like, a year?
So my sister's a nurse. She's in.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, she's in charge of one of the hospital's ICU units. And that has turned into like, I don't even know, like, you know, whatever they're doing, whatever they can for COVID. I'm not really sure. But and it's like she worked from like Friday from like 7 a.m. She texts me. She's getting off at like 9 p.m. You know, working weekends, and she's got like kids and shit. So I'm like, damn, I'm like, that's fucking, it's crazy, dude. You know?
So is she like sleeping in the garage or what's she doing?
I don't know, dude. She's like, she's nuts. She's like, she's just trying to, and she said like, it's just like the uncertainty. Like there, it almost, she said it almost like feels like a, not like a war. She didn't want to explain it, but it's almost like everyone's like prepared. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like the last season of Game of Thrones when everyone's like kind of just getting ready, you know what I mean, for the White Walkers to fight, you know what I mean? And that's, yeah. I mean, I guess it's a terrible way to put it, White Walkers and COVID patients, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, from a level of preparation and in impending doom, would you in the middle of a crisis consider having her on as a guest, or is that kind of too taboo because it's like, oh, like, you know, you're in the middle of a crisis? And
I would because I think people do want to understand things more, but then I do think there's also people on the other end who want to just take their minds off of everything. You know what I mean? So that's why it's.
But I think it's cool that like PMT has like Dr. Fauci on, and then like you can like pivot and be like, and here's my sister. Like we have like one end of the spectrum, like the head, all this stuff, and then we have like someone on the ground floor that's like actually, you know, implementing or talking about it. So maybe, you know, maybe it's good balance. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if she wants to do it, yeah, that'd be pretty interesting. Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. I think it's there's a fine line, and I don't think anyone knows like what the right and wrong way to approach it at the moment is. You know, so I guess we'll see as time goes on.
What do you miss most?
What do I miss? I miss just having choices. As weird as that is, like here's the thing: like I'm to the point where I don't. You know, I'm not super Mr. Get Out There anyways, but I like to make the decision if I want to do it or not. You know what I mean? Like if I'm if I stay in on a Friday night, like that's my choice. But if I want to go out and have a few like that, I want to make that choice, you know?
It feels so much better when you're turning your back to society. Like, yeah, like on a Friday night when you're like, no, fuck that. I'm staying in. Yeah, that feels good. Not having the choice, I'm with you 100%. 100%. How about this? So on Friday night, I put in like a huge order from our local Italian place. And it was like our last meal before the purge. And we go to pick it up and they had a sign on their door that was like, hey, we're closed. So we pivoted. We went to Portillo's. I waited in line for 45 minutes. No joke. The line was like around the parking lot, but we were there. It was just like, this is what we know is open. And there's one right by us. And so I ordered beef, big beef, dip it, dunk it. Be very bad with it. No peppers, no cheese. And I get it. And it was the driest beef I've ever had, Ed. And it was just, it's just like crisis like that, that just brings me to my knees. Cause I'm like, God, this would never be a problem without coronavirus.
No, you just, that's tough. That's tough. But I think I saw your tweet. You had something else there. So at least you had double options. So you didn't,
I had a backup cheeseburger. I'm not crucial.
That's crucial. You do need a backup once in a while. I got a buddy who does that. I told you, he's been getting a gyro every Sunday for the last like 5-6 years, whatever. And he just, every Sunday he just gets a gyro from this local place, and he always gets a hot dog for the ride home as well. So he's always prepared for,
yeah. You got to have a side piece. Do you have a weekly habit? Do you have like or anything like that?
I think usually me and my roommate will get pizza on Fridays, but that's probably the extent of what, like, once, like, sticking to one food, I guess, would be pizza on Friday.
I mean, do you have, like, something you've gone to consistently in the quarantine? Like, has there been a meal that's maybe taken more space than usual?
Well, here's an interesting, here's what I'm going to say as well. And I think it does feel like Chicago, at least everyone I know that's taking the social distancing seriously in the quarantine as they should. But, I mean, I'm telling you right now, and I know it's, there's nothing, we talk about essential, there's nothing more essential than this, but I mean, the grocery store is gotta be without a doubt the number one, like, at risk place for the normal people. Have you been to one? It's like, it's almost scary being in there.
It's like being in like a Resident Evil video game.
Yes.
Or like there's just people just wandering aimlessly. It's very, yeah, it's nerve wracking.
Yeah. So it's like, wow, it's like, man, everything. And I don't know a better way. Like, I don't know if it's like five in, five out is the way to do it, because then you're going to have, you know, 150 people lined up wall to wall, like they're going to be picked in a dodgeball game walking in a Jewel. But, you know, but I'm telling you, like, everyone's like, oh, like getting mad. Like, but I'm being honest, like, look at the people, like Jewels and Mariano's, it's just, they're all slammed, you know? And it's, I don't know how that's not, like, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, that's got to be the number one worst spot to be.
I'm with you. The most dangerous battlefield within there has to be the produce section too. I feel walking around the produce section, if you're picking up like a cantaloupe or, you know, giving a good sniff to some of the fresh greens, you're really like, that's really playing with fire. So I don't know what happens with that, because that's also grocery stores. The reason, did you, every time you like walk into a grocery store, they like funnel you to the produce. You're like forced to walk through the produce section. They want you to walk through the produce section because that's their highest, like that's where they make all their money.
Yeah, no, I guess. I mean,
right? That's like the wine list for like a restaurant. And like now, I guess no one's buying produce, Ed.
I don't know how you can. I mean, if you can, then you got to grab like the furthest to reach cucumber or the one that's buried, something that hasn't been touched. Or,
Sick, man.
I don't just even know if you could do
just
that.
Dude, just thinking about picking up a tomato at the grocery store right now gives me the chills.
You're right. That actually doesn't sound very like a very good move. So,
hey, not like you and I are going in there anytime soon to be looking at the tomatoes.
No, you're right.
No, speaking of which, I'm about to have a home run in for lunch. I'm gonna have a delicious frozen pie. So
it's a good call. That's definitely a good call. Home run in. That's the best frozen pie, I think. Mm-hmm. Or one of them at least. But all right, I think we're at the end here. Like Carl said, Central Time, we're gonna be on from 2 to 3 today, right?
Yeah, on 2 to 3. Just 1 hour on Sirius. We have a promo code going around too for we're giving out 3 free months. Go to our Twitter profiles and check it out.
Yeah, check it out, Sirius. You can listen to us for 3 months. We'll be on 2 to 3 today. All right, that's it. Carl, thanks for doing this. This is the first edition of the Dog Walk on Skype. We'll catch you all tomorrow.